Along with Lewis Burns, there's another group of Aboriginal people here. Sitting on fake grass under a shade cloth, 20 men, mouths to their didgers or yidaki, are learning to play traditional rhythms from Jalu Gurawiwi, an elder from Ski Beach in Arnhem Land.
Yidaki is good because it can't be played around with just to make people feel good about it. It doesn't matter how they play, but mine is the secret that can't be given out. Like some who has been chosen and adopted into the family, giving them yidaki with the traditional painting on it, that's give them okay to play the yidaki in that way, as well as the family.
Jalu's sister Dungal translates for him. She's here to share her culture and to paint some yidaki that'll be sold at the festival.
The tree is a creation just like us. We were created, and it's just an instrument where people can be, when they play it, they can relax and have some time to themselves, sort of meditating.
Is that how it's played up in Arnhem Land too?
In Arnhem Land it's quite different because yidaki is mainly used in ceremonies, special ceremonies, as well as during funeral times. And most of the time kids usually just want to learn how to play the yidaki.
If a woman plays a didgeridoo, she becomes infertile, or in other areas she might become highly fertile where she has multiple births. So there's stories that get around like that. But I've also heard that women, with the permission from elders, are in some areas are allowed to play the didgeridoo. I've since learned that it's not a problem if it's a commercial instrument, rather than a ceremonial instrument, and because of the way that the world has embraced the instrument, it's very difficult to stop, you know, certain people from playing the instrument anyway.
We, up at the top end in Arnhem Land, have still got the tradition of not playing the yidaki, but sometimes during initiation ceremonies, a lady just goes along and just gets the yidaki off a man and start playing it just for fun.
On the last night of the festival, the Gurawiwi family invited everyone to join them in a traditional dance.
tämä Itkin Bergton vallan Australialle. Kina viittoo. Ka bokmaan varpaan ajattelun, että on redakkaju. Ka naapetun maailmaa majan avilla.
And next week I'll be going back to Australia, but the sound of the Yidaki has reached all over the world, and I'm really proud of it. To me, it's like America and Australia together now because of the Yidaki.
I'm Claudia Taranto, and thanks to Lewis Burns.